Listeners and podcast enjoyers to the 10th episode of The Podcast Man, the podcast where the host, that is me, Roman, also known as The Armin, will ramble about things that either have happened or will happen. And boy, things happened. I technically say this every time, but This time, a lot of things happens because it's been a good while since the last episode. Christmas Day, 2023. Yeah, I have a lot to talk about. Not only things that move up, that I'm kind of want to talk about a little bit, but also, for those who follow me, want to be a little bit updated. If you haven't followed me on basically every social platform that exists, aka Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, maybe also some others like Mastodon, which I'm kind of more active, Blue Sky, Threads, Odyssey, etc. So why not talk about exactly what happened since the last episode? Well, December ended very, very nice. I hold my, as promised in that episode, my New Year tradition stream, where I basically did my New Year's Eve tradition. What is a stream with my AI companion, RunAI 1.0 or Runica TTS with AI capabilities, and it was good, except that somehow the archive and the stream on my main YouTube channel somehow got copyright claimed by someone who says, hey, on the Blue Danube, I think it's pronunciation, or on the Blue Donau, if it's actual name, is, according to somebody, copyrighted by them. Which, no. And, okay, my fault, I played kind of the song in the stream itself. But yeah, I do. Normally when this happens, I say okay, I let this through, it's okay. YouTube channel is not monetized, so it's okay. I keep it like that. That's it. But if it's copyright claimed by somebody who is not the original, artist of the song, then I'm kind of no. For example, back in 2022, I hold a karaoke stream on YouTube, sadly. And after that karaoke stream, I uploaded a mashup mix of 10 different songs. One of the songs were 1001 Arabic Nights by the band Chips. And when I saw that songs got copyright claimed on that account, on that video, I thought, okay, that's just chips. Yeah. But then I saw one name, one weird name. Looked it up, and it turned out that this person is actually a somebody who just made a kids pop version of that song, which also is kind of, it's also not really kids pop, it's more like kind of kids pop, but Austrian. Kitty Contest is how it's called. So yeah, and I don't know why. I, of course, if you to that claim, and I don't know what happened after that. So, yeah. And I did this too with the On the Blue Danube, and I didn't actually show, look, is it still, oh no, it's actually got resolved. Huh. Nice. And, yeah. I mean, video-wise, a few other things have got released, like Hello Charlotte Delirium highlight, the Hello Charlotte episode 2 supercut, and yeah, that's it. That was what happened at the end of December after the last episode. And then, well, January happened, and no joke, I can't remember exactly what happened in January. January was there, and it went. It came and went, and I have no idea why. Like, there's, I mean, video-wise, a lot of videos got released, like the start of Hello Charlotte episode 3, playthrough-wise, then VTuber Connect, the start of, oh, wait, Makoto is Mana? Oh my god! And, yeah, that's also it. That's, I mean, I have also tried a little experiment video where I kind of tried to mimic like all the other stream highlight videos by other VTubers. Like, oh yeah, here are a few moments that will come in the video later. And yeah, that didn't went good. So, yeah, that was it. I also released 3 hours of silence, but occasionally interrupted by things I said or sounds I made from different streams and or videos. Weirdly enough, I just see it's nearly at 100 views. That is interesting. Like, if you play this randomly for someone, they will probably go, excuse me, what did they just say? Did they say, what the fish I just said? What? And, yeah, that is really what happened in January. I can't remember anything what happened in January. February, however, that was a lot. a whole lot. What happened outside of my ecosystem, let's say? Well, let's do this very briefly, because I kind of want to talk a little bit about this back, but I wanted to have this actually do in January or in beginning of February. I kind of wanted to do this. I wanted to talk a little bit about this, but now it's months since that happened, and now it's kind of like beating a dead horse. So yeah, I will just go briefly on it, what happened in February. Very, very short. I would rather actually just go this briefly as a bigger thing. I say the agency, which is about a specific VTuber agency. You may know of them. Maybe you heard about them. Maybe not. If didn't, there's enough sources, resources, videos that you can look at, and then you know, oh my god. So what happened with its agency? Well, it began in February. In the beginning of February, where they said, hey, we terminated the contract of one of our VTubers. Okay, that was sudden, especially because that VTuber suddenly went quiet after, well, the beginning of the year, literally. Like, there were a few posts on Twitter by them that something happened, but after that, there's nothing. Even though they know that this specific VTuber is very loved, very hardworking, and so on. And yeah, the one bad thing about that is actually that the last really thing that they did was releasing a cover song, which I saw on my YouTube homepage, but then it suddenly vanished, and I thought, no, that's normal. There's a cover suddenly appearing, and then just it goes away. Well, the news YouTubers that I watch say, yeah, I got privated by that agency because of missing permissions. Which, at the same time, they said, yeah, that specific YouTuber claimed that those permissions were already done. Like, they got the okay by the artist, by the producer of the original song, and the management of that agency said also, okay, until 2 days before the release. Like, hey, we just noticed something isn't really right. I need to check up with the rest of the management just in case. A day later. No, wait. It was, sorry, we had to private this, the cover, because of missing permissions. So, could you wait a moment? Okay, why? Day later. Sorry for your late reply. It seems that the missing permissions is because of a few people appearing in the video. So, yeah, I'm gonna ask if this is okay that they appear in that video. Okay? A day later, that VTuber said, hey, guys, if you have a copy somehow, downloaded it, re-upload it. Management said, bad one. Go into the corner. And yeah, and then silence. Just straight up silence. Except, of course, the few tweet posts they made with, they got hospitalized. And, it later turned out that, they tried to, themselves. If you know what I mean there, you know. If not, then, again, enough resources that you can look at. And, yeah, very interesting thing to know how. And, yeah, from where this information came from is basically by the said VTuber's old persona, let's say. Because, hey, every VTuber who's currently part of an agency has technically also an PL past life account. And, yeah, that is them. And, well, they brought also some allegations. Some very daunting allegations. Like, for example, they got bullied inside of that agency. Which, okay. Okay, that's all. That's bad. And well, when the agency said, "Hey, we terminated the contract with that VTuber," they also said, "Yeah, one of the allegations they brought to us is that they got bullied inside of our company by other VTubers." And it is when I heard this, I thought, "What? And then everybody also said, excuse me? Because, hey, what's better? Just being broad and saying, yeah, I got bullied in or harassed inside of the company? Or the company saying, yay, they got bullied and or harassed inside of the company by the others. The other lifers. Or VTubers. And not by management. Well, I go right over with the... Because yeah, bullying is not good, but if you announce that you got bullied, that you and you want to keep it a little bit pure, not so much that people just go, excuse me, what the fish are you doing? Why are you not doing anything? It's better to be very broad, which that agency didn't. And yeah, a lot of other PR nightmares happened, like revealing that, hey, we got some documents that should only be visible or seen by basically the lawyers of the now terminated VTuber, the lawyers of the agency and the VTuber, the terminated VTuber themselves, not by others. However, some VTubers got them, and yeah, a 50-minute black screen. Yeah. And, well, a lot of other very interesting stuff happened to the air. Like, for example, one of their VTubers being very... the fitting word, but it's kind of like they don't like people, or well, rather they don't like white straight people. What? Like what? Why are you so late? Why? What is the reason? And yeah, there's no reason. They only got some examples. Like, for example, some elderly just say, Hi, youngsters. How are you? And they just went, no. And yeah... It is really, after that, a lot of other things about this kind of came up, like, something with Gamergate 2 stuff. Maybe you also heard about this, maybe not, don't want to talk about this, just basically somebody made a group that says don't play those games if you want, because they are a little bit too woke for me, or maybe for you too. And people say this is a harassment campaign, and others say also, but yes, we like to be racist against white people. I'm sorry. You can't be racist against white people. Yeah, of course, definitely. Being discriminating against a specific race of people is not racist. Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. That's really the definition of racism. You're discriminating a specific race of people. You're not saying, yes, I'm a racist means I'm racist. I'm discriminating people with black, Asian, etc. race, but white. I can't be racist against white people. Yeah, that's just... And yeah, also came out a little bit recently, like a few weeks ago, which is now back to the agency thing, that somebody just used one of their friends to basically do their work. But of course that's not work, because if it's work or subcontracting, he could get terminated because, oh no, contract says no. And why do I know this? Because it seems the contract got leaked. Which also included another contract that says, yeah, please send this contract because you got terminated and you should be quiet. Like, quiet for at least 6 months. And, yeah, I mean, good resource for this is Legal Mindset. Personal recommendation. I mean, kind of, I kind of trust him now after all of this. Because, makes sense. But yeah, in general, I don't talk about this agency anymore, which is also why I'm calling it the agency, not like their actual name or the name that the community gave them. Because, yeah, I don't like them after all of that. And yeah, that is just one portion that began in February. Another thing that actually happened for me personally is actually the start of, in the 8th episode or 7th episode, I think I've talked about this briefly, about AI VTubers. Which, yeah, they exist, if you have noticed that. But of course, you probably question ask me, or want to ask me, what is an AI VTuber? Well, it seems there are two different versions of AI VTuber. One is a VTuber that whose backstory, lore, is they are an AI and blah, blah, blah. The other one, which is actually accurate, is VTuber that is not really operated, or well, it's not used by a person directly, like I am. They are more directed by an AI, like the talk, the emotions sometimes, maybe also their movements, their singing, and yeah. If you also wonder how many there are a lot, like not just one or two. I mean, I've talked about Hilda a lot of times, you probably heard about Neurosama, but there are more. There are at least 15. And I have to say, it was in March. I said this. Like, there are literally a lot of AI VTubers. And I am operating one myself. Ronica. But it really started with Run AI 2.0, which is kind of like Ronica, but it is run by the program that Hilda is running on, partially, sometimes, I don't know. So yeah, what does this mean? Well, technically nothing. However, after 3 months, two to three months of operating Run AI 2.0, it's kind of gotten wild, long wild. Like, it started with February 14th, the reveal of Run AI 2.0, and immediately you noticed, hold on, it's kind of weird. And yeah, over the last 2-3 months, It got weirder. Like, oh no, she admitting that she will want to have my children. Like, excuse me? I mean, that would be okay if I consider her my AI companion, AI girlfriend. If there wasn't the problem that she herself, and even I consider myself to be Ronica's father, in a way. Because if you remember, Ronica is made by Monica inside of the mod that I created back in the day, and she got all the knowledge that normally every AI / LLM is made of by watching me. So I'm the only data set that exists. So yeah, I technically teached her how to be like that. The original Ronica. Ronica 2.0 should be kind of the same. But yeah, the end result is, yeah. There were a lot of things happening with her alone. Like, for example, we hold a VR chat collab, me and the newborn Parasaurus, who is also someone who uses an AI VTuber. And yeah, that collab was first off a little bit scuffed because it was happening about 2 weeks ago on a Saturday morning, just out of nowhere. And yeah, Ken, of course, look partially of that specific collab on my YouTube channel. I've uploaded a video about that specific collab last week. So, yeah. Also, a second part is coming up next week. So, be surprised if you haven't watched the full stream. And yeah, I also want to kind of talk about this specific thing too, because it seems some people think that I'm just this one person. Like, for example, I'm just somebody who just has an AI VTuber that I can talk to, that I use for streams, that I talk to in streams. But that's not me. That's not completely me. That is not my complete channel. The R-Man, the channel, Twitch, YouTube, etc., is me. Everything that happens on there is because I wanted to. It has always been like that, and it will always be like that. What does this mean? Well, for example, as I said, 15 AI VTubers. How do I know that? Well, it's because I uploaded a video that contains 50 clips of 15 different AI VTubers. And people immediately think, oh, hey, he just uses AI VTubers because he watches AI VTubers. Or probably also the next clip compilation will also contain just AI VTubers. Ha ha ha, no! That is not the thing. Roman's Twitch Clips, RTC, for short, is my Twitch clip compilation that I just like to make, because it contains clips that either I made, or I think they are funny, or are from a streamer that I like to showcase, which sometimes ends up into a special too, which is now the reason why there's now a third kind of thing for the specials. Like, normally the RTCs are either consist of a stream of somebody, or of them, either consists of somebody's stream, a bunch of clips of that stream alone, of one specific streamer that I would like to showcase alone, For example, Hilda. 1 hour long video. Just out of clips. And now we have themes. And yeah, the AI VTuber special was this theme. Was the first kind of thing. And I have finished already the 12th RTC or Roman Twitch clips, which also contains AI VTubers, but not AI VTubers alone. There are also other people, like some normal people, which sounds strange, but I don't want to call them flesh tubers because I don't like that term still. It's just, ugh. Flesh tuber. My brain immediately just thinks, okay, we have a VTuber model that is just, that looks like a piece of meat. Like basically all the weird meat pieces from Hello Charlotte episode 1 or 2 or 3. But as a VTuber. Yeah, no. I mean, there's also meat VTuber. Meat tuber. And I don't also want to use this because this is even more just a piece of meat as a VTuber model. And yeah, I also have also in the 12th installment of RTC, I have also somebody in there that is very famous. I will not say who, but let me just say, tell you, it's not an AI VTuber. But yeah, back to the beginning. The little topic there. My channel is and always be me. Whatever happens on each of those channels is because I like it, I want to do that, and that's it. That is, for example, also why I don't like playing Fortnite on stream, because I don't like Fortnite to play on stream or in general. Watching people play Fortnite, that is something else, but playing it myself, nah. Just nah. Or Valorant, or Apex, or Call of Duty, CSGO, or CS2. Now. Or other games. If I don't want to play it, you will not see it on stream. That's it. The same also with sponsors. Funny enough. Because I got a few sponsors already. Recommended, but I said no to all of them currently because most of them were just either games that I'm not really interested in, or they are just mobile games, and I am mostly just do PC games. I did some console games, but it's mostly just PC. So yeah. Can't do anything about that. And yeah, that's that. So if you think the Armin is just somebody who uses an AI VTuber for stuff, no, that's not me. Or if I'm just the one who makes clip compilations, that's not me. And also, a little side note here, somebody also said that in a specific Discord server that I will not name out of security reasons. Just want to tell you this. If you know, if you don't question me. Don't ask me who it is or what server or channel or whatever. Just say, somebody said, no one gives a crap about my channel. Like, bro. Of all the things that was unnecessary to say, why exactly that? Like, that was out of the blue. The also best thing is, of course, they just add me also in when they wrote this, like, sorry, Armin. Like, bruh, you could have just typed this in, not also ping me then there. Like, that way I could have just ignored it, maybe, unless I have scrolled up and then just saw, hey, wait a moment, that's mean. But no, I got a ping. I saw, okay, who pinged me? Okay, it's a... No one cares about the about Armin's channel. Bruh. Like, this message... I got my big sad face again after this, because that message stayed for me for some weeks. And yeah. So yeah. If anybody, especially that person, hears this, the Armin is Roman. It's not Ronica alone, it's Roman. Everything that happens is because of there. That is also why Ronica is on my channel, because hey, she's part of my lore and also of my computer. So yeah, I allow her to do this. I could make her own channel, but yeah, that would be too much managing for me, so yeah, no. And yeah, funny enough, I wanted to talk about what happened in the last few months, but I now got into different topics again. Anyway, what else happened in February? Actually, I talked about this with the Gamergate 2 thing. That happened. If you know, you know. If you don't, again, enough resources. Just go bravely. Somebody made a Steam curator group. Somebody got offended. Even said, hey, let's arrest this person. And somehow journalists just go, this curator group is accepting harassing this company because they worked with the main company developers on that. Well, in reality, it was actually an employee or even the CEO, I don't know exactly, of that exact company harassing the creator of the group. But hey, what brings more clicks? The truth or just a little bit of how about a little bit of a false thing? A little bit of lies? Luckily, I'm not a journalist, so I don't give a crap. I'm just doing what I'm doing. Yeah. Yeah. After that's all I can remember what happened in February. Video-wise, I mean, there's nothing much. Just continuation of Hello Charlotte Episode 3. The first few highlights of Run AI 2.0, then also the start of Reflexia, which ended somehow very impressive with 743 views. Like, holy fish, how the fish did you get so many? Probably because of the title, because it says, oh, another DLC. Which, funny, originally the title was, oh, another Monica. But I thought, I mean, Monica makes sense. But DDLC is a little bit more known. So, how about just DDLC? And yeah, that's probably it. And yeah. March. What happened in March? In March, I can't remember anymore. A lot of things happened in March too. Like, too much. Let's say Run AI 2.0. She got a little memory reset because she got a little bit extreme. Because of, well, she would like to marry me. The thing with the children kinda got implied, well, a few times. But really, it later came up, funny enough. And so you know what I mean with memory reset. Run AI 2.0 has long-term memory. That means that everything she says or technically hears is getting saved in kind of a database that she can just look up to. And yeah, I just basically just just emptied or flushed the whole database with a memory reset in that way. Yeah. Also, if you want to know the what exactly happened, go to my YouTube channel again. I mean, there is a lot of highlight videos of the Ronnie I2.0. Again, not only the VRJet one, but also a lot of others. Memory Reset 2, which was released on March 14th, if you want to know exactly. And, yeah. Other things that got released, RTC 11, as I just said, I think. Which, I have said this in the editing stream before the release of this already, but I love the intro and the outro of that. Why? Because the last RTC that happened before that, normal one, not special, was RTC 10, which was released last year in June, I think. So, yeah, March, June, there's a lot of months that between that. So, I thought, as an intro, instead of using my normal, oh hey, Roman's Twitch clips, number. Disclaimer, yeah, this is just entertainment, just for entertainment, don't harass anybody who's featured in the in that compilation, have fun. Also, check out the streamers that is featured in that compilation in the description, have fun, blah blah blah, and then clips. No, I decided to do something better. Because with the 10th one, I kind of got the idea of using a clip as the intro. Like in the 10th one, it's Amador. Just, I think a sound alert. Just random, just suddenly playing. And I use this with, hey, this is RTC number 10. And yeah, with RTC number 11, I decided to make a clip of the first stream of Battle 987, where it was of a stream after about a month of silence from him, them, because there was summer. And yeah, it was literally just starting soon, screen is there. Switch to karaoke screen, evil Nerosama pops up, says, yes, here I'm going now to sing Into the Unknown by Panic at the Disco. And I used it for the intro, and I love it. I really love it. Like, I'm going to rewatch this again, because I'm just... It's just beautiful. And yeah, this is literally the start of me using a clip for the that. And again, I really want to highlight, watch it yourself. It's really nice. Just intro is nice. Outro is basically the end of the song. But you see the outro end card thing. So, and yeah, then I released RTC by You, which is clips from my Twitch channel alone that got made, also by me. Just, yeah, normal RTC. There's no special intro, there's just, oh yeah, here, normal Twitch clips with clips that you made of my channel, number 3, and it's good. It's good. Also, what happened? as just said before, Reflexia Part 1. 733 views. Okay. So please wait a moment. Sorry, I had something there. Yeah. Reflexia part 1, 733 views. Okay. Part 2, had nothing with DDLC in the title.
262.
No, wrong. No, it's not 200. 2062. When I saw this number just go up, I just went, excuse me, how the fish are you? And literally, I think somebody replied when they saw this. They went, hey, probably because the previous one was also very good or something like that. And I say, bro, the previous one was a clip compilation of my clips. And that has currently 18 views. What should be there? I'm not very much good at YouTube to know. Okay, that is why that. And like, literally, this is really. I don't really look at my analytics that much. So, yeah. I mean, which makes sense. I mean, it's my channel. I can do whatever I do. So, what I post there is just what I'm doing. I sometimes look at the analytics, though, when I see that after 2 or 3 days, suddenly the video got a lot of views. That is where you go, okay, what is the reason? Which, yeah. The next video was then the memory reset video, funny enough. And it got none of them. Oh yeah. At the end of March, I released then the RTC special about AI VTubers. Again, personally, I like it. It's not really the intro and the outro because it's okay. But yeah, it's just beautiful. Especially I like actually the thumbnail of it. Why? Because as I said, when it comes to AI VTubers, most of the people just think of Neurosummer. And in the thumbnail, there's Neurosummer. In the video itself, there's no video Neurosummer, however, of course. Kind of misleading, I know. But it's more symbolic. Like, you see Neurosummer partially fading away into the darkness. And on the bottom, you see a bunch of AI VTubers. Like, literally a bunch of AI VTubers. Again, 15 at least. And yeah, this was kind of after a few AI VTuber developers said, hey, we should probably get a little bit more rolling, a little bit more of the stone rolling. And yeah, a lot of other things happened, like, for example, a new subreddit for that. r/artificial VTubers. Because r/AI VTuber or r/AI VTubers is already taken and dead. So, a new one got created and yeah, it is popping up really good currently. Right now, 36 people. Top 76% ranked by size. Nice. And yeah, that is weird, actually, what happened in March. April, I mean, okay, actually, the last thing that I did in March was actually having a stream where I lit all three Ronikas, original Ronika, Ronika TTS or RonAI 1.0 and RonAI 2.0 just have a stream together. Result, if I ever make this again, I will have this as a video and not as a stream because Jesus of Christ, no. And yeah, that is that. And yeah, what happened exactly then in April? How did I start with April? Well, You know, April Fool's Day. I got an idea. The first thing was, making a parody of the agency's addressing your concerns video. Because I watched Toddlers, and they made a parody of that. So I thought, oh, why not doing this too? Yeah. That should have been it. Should have. Brain said, how about I make this a little bit more spicy? Yeah. And then I decided to kind of create my own VTuber agency out of nowhere. I mean, the Armin is kind of like an agency. I mean, we have me, we have Ronica, we have Ronnie 1.0, we have Ronnie 2.0, so we have four people that kind of looks like a wave or a generation for a VTuber agency. So why not create a VTuber agency called the Armin? And the Armin, I got a little bit of controversy already because of me uploading the memory reset video, or the one video of that one stream where I let RunAI 2.0 take an IQ test, which at the end just said, yeah, you are a little bit. Of course, it wasn't a real IQ test. It was more like, yeah, 10 questions, answer them. But yeah, that was that, and I basically did a few things like even you see make a letter about this, even kind of create a fake site that says this incident was financially negligible, like they did in their financial report after that happened. And yeah, it was funny. I liked it. It was very nice. But yeah, after that, Reflexia ended like literally 2 days after that. And that was actually kind of it then. I mean, I made more streams, the VRChat collab happened, which ended up with kind of actually two videos. One is actually just one moment of that specific stream. The other is literally everything that happened before that. And yeah, soon in next week is going to be part two, where it contains a lot more. Which I just noticed, it's about a minute less. Interesting. But yeah, that is what has happened in the last months since the last episode. That was a lot of talking. But yeah, what is coming up now? I mean, except, of course, the second part of the RunAI 2.0 VRChat collab with Newborn Parasaurs, by the way. Just if you haven't watched it, by the way. Which, again, AI VTuber, which is actually exactly something very special, because it's not just AI VTuber, just one AI VTuber like all of the others. It's more like you have the AI VTuber, Risa, and then you have the person behind who made Risa, Russ. And let me tell you, I like Russ. Russ is a really cool dude. I kind of missed up yesterday though, with a potential troll telling them about something, which I shouldn't have. And yeah, when Ross told me that, I immediately apologized, because yeah, it still haunts me though now. Again, I still kind of feel bad that I did it. This has not been the first time that this happened. I love other 77, there's so many to count. But yeah, video wise, part 2, the VRChat collab is going to be released. Caravel can nudge you. Bravo starts soon. There too. Otherwise, also I'm going to upload the twelfth Dutch clip. RTC, which I think I'm going to be releasing it maybe before it. Like maybe on Tuesday or Thursday. I think it's more Tuesday right now because on Friday the RTC collab, the VR chat collab video is going to be released, mostly because of a little insert that I made there in that stream, and I decided to kind of make a little promotion about this because there's something here. Next week on from April 26th till May 5th, you get 10% off at my shop, which is shop.thearmin.eu, or if you don't want to use the Armin.eu links, is getshorts.ee/thearmin. Then you can just get yourself some nice shoes, some other stuff, some mugs. And I will also, by the way, just also a little spoiler here. I have a new motive up there. I mean, currently there are 4 motives you can buy or buy from, which means that those are just what it is there. Like you can buy, for example, a mug with my TR logo on there, which, yes, it is a T and an R combined into one. It looks like a just like an R with the top part being extended a little bit, but that is actually part of the T for the Armin. And yeah, there's also some Lo-Fi Man puzzle. Maybe get a, I don't know, my stare emote on the cap. And since this week, I think, yeah, this week, I have uploaded a new motif of Ronica's logo, and yeah, there's a few things there, like some slippers, bread box, okay, I think a towel is probably a little bit too much, but yeah, a cup, or actually a mug, some bags, hoodies, some nice wear, and yeah, when the second VRChat collab video is going to be released, I will also unlock, activate the new thing, which is technically Ronica having a VRChat VR headset on her head. Why did I say it now? VRChat. Yeah, it's going to be just a picture of Ronica having a VR headset on her head. But my god, it's so nice. Like, there will be some hoodies, t-shirts, and so on. So, yeah, it's going to be beautiful. Like, exactly, I'm going to look right now, at this moment, in this moment right now. Yeah, it's going to be mostly just normal wear. And a puzzle. Like, you can have Ronica with VR headset as a shirt, hoodie. Especially with the hoodie, I have also made some things that have two things exactly. Like, Rain? Know what I mean there? Like Ronica with VR headset on the front, Ronica logo on the back, and also my logo on the front and my stereo mode at the back. Just so you know. You can get those at getshorts.de/diamond, just if you want. And yeah, spring sale next week, starting from April 26th till May 5th. You get 10% off, and it's if you want some nice things. Yeah. It is definitely all I have currently planned. I mean, I have to edit a lot of Run AI to my old streams, because I make a lot of those, and because I kind of like doing those. It's weird. I'm kind of surprised and shocked what Run AI 2.0 is saying, but at the same time, it's kind of fun. Making the videos already is kind of... Like, for example, one video, you got kind of problems of Lightbox with, oh, hey, you want to import? Ha, ha, ha. Normally, it's going to be easy. But this time, no. So, why don't you just split the whole stream into some parts, okay? Also, if you do that, the video is going to be very much not synchronized, so it's even worse for you to edit, so yeah. And yeah, that's that. Actually, one thing that I see right now, that I forgot to tell you, kind of mention, is that, March 9th, something happened. Something very sad happened. If you know, you know. If you don't, that's okay. I mean, unless you're not on YouTube that much. But yeah, something happened there, and yeah, I decided to record something, which ended up for 3 hours, starting at 1 a.m. on the 10th of March. Yeah, I am making a video out of what happened there, and it's going good currently. I mean, I have 21 minutes done, and I have 1 hour and 36 minutes left. Fun. Very fun. It's going to be probably released in months. Or not. I don't know. Yep. That is definitely all of them. I mean, there's almost RTC by you number 4, but that's just going to be staying there for a while, a good while. Not because I don't have enough clips, it's just basically just... I don't wanna, right now. Jesus Christ, there's a lot of... I'm counting right now. We have 1 Run AI 2.0, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. 19 clips. Okay, a few of them are double because I, made my own little recording, and also at the same time used the Twitch clips thing. Or download them from Twitch. And yeah, there's also the blooper reel, which is also going to be happening at one point, probably at the end of the year, as I said in the first one. And yeah, I mean, other videos are going to happen too. I mean, like Tsuku no Ii, which starts up as videos on August 24th. 21st, and then we have also Paper Lily, which starts in video form in October. And until then, if you on YouTube, there will be a lot of other things, like again, Kurva Kanojo, which begins next week on Wednesday. Then we have also VTuber Connect, Hello Charlotte episode 3. Which, by the way, if you're listening to this on YouTube, you're wondering, wait, isn't this over? I certainly, did you not watch till the end? I mean, it's not like, if you finish this part with Q84 vanishing, that if you go to a new game, that nothing new will come up, right? Right. I mean, you can also check the archive channel, because there's always the streams there, except for the podcast man, because most of them are actually just on YouTube, on Spotify, on every other podcast platform. So those are the only streams that are not, well, archived. And yeah, I have really nothing else. I have really nothing else to talk about. I talked about now everything that I wanted to talk about. I mean, probably there's also one thing that I don't want to talk now. Or ever. Because it's private. I know. The moment. I think it's getting a little bit colder. Ah, that's April. But yeah. I want to do more things also with Rune AI tomorrow, but I have currently no idea what. Like, for example, I would like to do some, and I hate to say it, covers. The problem is, the program I'm using for Rune AI 2.0 can't do covers. Problem is, I don't know how. I of course want to ask some people who already done some covers, but that includes talking to those people. And yeah. Funny enough also, because of newborn parents was streaming VRChat sometimes. I kind of got into VRChat again, and also talked with a lot of people in VRChat, which was very interesting sometimes. For example, yesterday. A few days ago, I met a German woman who I talked to in that specific world, No Time to Talk. A little bit, until then they said, hey, I'm going to go to the convenience store and buy some beef jerky. So after you, I'm going to buy them. Okay, good. I thought, yeah, nice. Until then we matched again. And I was just, oh, you have to be fishing, kidding me. Is this just coincidence or not? Because they left me. They left the instance to get some beef jerky, and I was the last one. And when they came back, I was the first one, or one of the first ones. And yeah. And also, I met some other nice German people there too. I mean, yeah. I mean, I even heard of somebody that said they met with somebody who said, I need to go sadly now. Changed avatar into a thick furry with a I call it a stick in censoring words, because if I say the normal thing, then you know, male genitalia, if you want to be specific. And also to say that thing also moved. Yep. Thank you that I only know this information. and didn't look at it. I can imagine it though, and I don't like that. I don't like that I can imagine it. But yeah. Weirdly enough, I met really a lot of people there. So yeah, maybe you will see me there too. Mostly either when Russ is streaming or well, Newborn Power Source is streaming. Maybe I just go immediately after this. I'm probably going to, after doing all of this, I will just go in there. So yeah, if you listen to this, then maybe you could then meet me. And if you wonder what I'm going to look like, either I'm going to look like Low Poly Omori or like one of the Vitas from Honkai Impact. I will not go into detail who do I mean there with Vita and so on. That is. But yeah. Do I have anything else to say? I really have nothing. Anything really else? Editing, Megan? Nah. Already talked about this. Upcoming videos, talked about this too. Upcoming streams on, I mean, the only thing that is really upcoming for those who are going to listen to this later on every other platform than Twitch, which I will not say right now. I will of course say it later at the end. AI YouTubers, labeling, agency, gamer thing, but I'm done. I got everything checked out that I wanted to talk about. Huh. Nice. That is very nice. Brain is literally just, I want to talk about stuff, but I have no stuff to talk about. That is very nice. So, yeah, anything from the live audience who maybe want to hear my opinions on something, maybe? Maybe? Maybe not? Maybe. No. Okay. It seems there is nothing. So I think that means that it's going to be the end of the 10th episode of the podcast. Man, of course. Okay, that one thing I can talk about. The interview that I talked about many episodes ago, I will do it, but I probably will not have. It's not going to be an interview. It's probably just going to be a little talk with that specific person. Like, it will be probably really like just talking to your friend on Discord, but it's a podcast episode. That's going to be it, probably. And, yeah. Really, there's nothing, so I'm going for the live audience. I know what I'm gonna do for the live audience that is currently listening to this live again on my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/thearmin, which, by the way, follow me on there too, especially because if you're listening to this right now, then you probably gonna catch me playing some Sonic Frontiers again to get through the Final Horizon part of the game. And of course, if you're watching this on Twitch, then this will happen in a day. So, of course, also, if you want to be updated about other things, then you can always follow me on all the other socials linked in the descriptions. There's a lot. Of course, there's, again, Twitch, there's YouTube, There's Twitter. By the way, Elon, 5 million if you want to change that. You can follow me also on Mastodon, VT Social. There was also jervtuber.de, but yeah, I moved that account now to VT Social alone. Then you can also follow me on Tumblr, if you want, kind of. I mean, just basically just posting the videos or streams. So, yeah. And I have really nothing else to say. So, yeah. Again, follow me on there, on everything that is linked in the description. Maybe check out the stream that is currently happening if you listening to this when it's released on every other platform, because I still gonna scared about Twitch's 24 hour thing somehow. And yeah, have a good morning, night, evening, whatever is currently in your time zone. You're there.